Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Paris Mena, and I'm just keeping this short and simple. I've just graduated from Year 12 at Exmouth District High School, where I was born in Carnarvon, which is the closest town, and I grew up in Exmouth my whole life, kindy to Year 12, so it was a pretty amazing experience. During last year in May, right before our mid-semester, mid-year exams, my principal approached me one morning, and I had no idea what it was for, no idea what he was going to say, and the last thing I would have guessed is that I was going to be going to New York in a few weeks. So he said I was going to go to New York, where me and my science teacher, Susie Bedford, went along with my mum. We went to New York for a week and we did the touristy things as well as what we're there for. So we went there to represent the Ningaloo Coast, Exmouth, which was named World Heritage in 2010 for the spectacular range to reef and everything it has between. Ray said myself and my science teacher, Miss Bedford, we're off to New York City, and I was lucky enough to have my mum follow me. I was chosen due to my love for science and the ocean, and more importantly, my dedications to study. With all the funding being approved, we packed our bags and flew to the other side of the world, and it was straight after my last exam. I felt extremely privileged to be able to attend the United Nations World Oceans Conference 2017, held in New York, United Nations. The trip was initiated by UNESCO, who are based in France. They reached out to all the Marine World Heritage Sites in Australia, no, in the world. And of course, Ningaloo Coast was one. 32 very lucky students from 10 World Marine Sites could attend, which was very amazing. We spent 3 nights together at the Downtown Association in New York. Together we practiced rehearsing for our pledge. And finally, on Thursday, the 8th of June, World Oceans Day, we took our pledge in the United Nations Hall. Our pledge? To protect our oceans for now and future generations. We stood on stage and gave our pledge, along with the students and the Indigenous dancers from the Great Barrier Reef. Together, we were there to voice our opinion and try to get everyone to take control and act on protecting our precious world oceans. As some of the most pristine oceans are being destroyed by population, chemicals, overfishing, global warming, and even though we have no power as students or in decision making, we're able to try and influence a positive change for the future. What an experience it was, and how lucky I am to represent such a beautiful and iconic part of the world, the Ningaloo Coast. Again, it wouldn't have happened without Department of Parks and Wildlife, BHP and CSIRO, the Ningaloo Outlook Project, Mrs. Max, Principal Ray Denham, Susie Bedford, and my mum. Thanks to everyone who made it an opportunity and the trip of a lifetime. And I have some photos to share from the trip, which we went over in June. This is the Explorers Club, where we spent most of our time rehearsing with all the kids from Germany, Sudan, South Africa, Florida, Alaska, Seychelles, Lord Howe Island, which is a tiny little island in between Australia and New Zealand. And this is us and Sylvia L. She's in the middle of everyone. This is outside the United Nations. And the lady in the red dress, that was Fanny. She was a coordinator from UNESCO that initiated the trip. These are the boys from Sudan, and they could speak no English, and the teacher could only speak a little bit of English. So that was really interesting, and it was an amazing opportunity for them also to get out of their country, and they had lots of trouble flying over, and they were like nearly 24 hours late.